Hi guys. Whoa, that was really loud.
No, you're being loud.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You hypocrite.
Welcome back to After Class with Carissa. My name is Carissa. I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today I'm joined by Daniel and Dominic.
Hello, I'm back. Hi. Everybody, I bet you missed me, and here's my friend on the other show.
So it's a yo, nah, I saw that. I saw that.
There's a bit of a more of a tense rivalry going on.
Not even tense rivalry. She just like...
You guys are talking so loud right now.
We project our voices.
We're made for live time.
That car is just as loud as us.
That is a really nice timing for that car horn to be going off. Anyways, so Dominic hosts the Thursday show and Daniel is his co-host. Do you want to talk briefly on that at all? Oh my god, if that car horn does not stop, I'm going to go crazy.
No, we'll make a cool video
about Party
it.
School.
Laureate Party School.
I think it's like right here. Oh, see, it's like...
Do you want to close the window there?
It's done.
Good. Okay.
Open it again. We're safe.
That's pretty far.
Yeah, you can...
Maybe a little, I don't want the goose to fly.
Open. Yeah, there you go. We're managing. We're micromanaging.
Oh, if y'all don't know, there's a goose that hangs at around the King Street Res and just assaults people.
Assaulted me.
Yeah, it assaulted my friend. It's funny. Also,
today,
was it last week that you and your friends blasphemed in our name?
It was 2 weeks ago. March 4th.
March 4th.
And a bull boy, I got some things to say
about
that one.
So this time, we're all here on the show together again, and my voice has dropped a couple octaves. Daniel Noob Destroyer here, destroying noobs.
That was my favorite line. I don't know who said it.
Slaying noobs and slaying the ladies.
There you go. That's exactly the one. It was my favorite one.
That was my friend Ava, and we told Daniel this the other night, but the only thing that she knew what to do for Daniel was that his name was Daniel.
And that I had a voice.
He's a man, and that he played the drums. That's all she knew. So she went strictly off that. So, like, throughout the whole thing, she's just going, like, I'm Daniel. And I think she killed it, to be honest.
I gave her some pointers that she should, like, yell a lot more. And like,
we were talking really, really loudly, though.
No, that's the thing. Like, I'm not even getting into it. Oh, I love it.
No, okay, no. I said no, guys, I said no. Guys, I said no.
I mean, that's on topic, though. You can't even, like, knock us for that.
They don't even know what the topic is yet. I haven't introduced
it. Oh, I love it! That
no.
That's sensitive. That's really sensitive. That is... Wait, no.
You guys are done.
Hey, no.
Hey, give us our
that
mic.
That is very sensitive. I actually backed up, and I could still hear myself loud and clear.
Yeah, it's really loud today. Like, is it really, like, the headphones?
Yeah, it is.
Mine are
like,
really loud.
Yeah, more loud than usual. Like when me and Dom, yeah. like, yell like, into the mics, it's like...
Okay, don't try it. Don't try
I'm
it.
I'm not going to. Our shows are different genres. Like,
okay.
We understand that, and we're not, and, like...
So, Dominic's show, they do, like, game reviews and stuff, mm-hmm. which is super cool. I actually listened to your show last week, or at least I tried to. My friends were, like, telling me to shut it off because they were listening.
Wow.
Still going with the backhanded compliment.
No, they were listening to music at the same time, and they were, like, Ava was, like, I can't do the two, like, sounds at once. But I tried. But I did listen. So you have at least one viewer there, which is nice.
Now, here's the thing, though. It's like, obviously, I understand that those are two completely separate genres, like you said. But at the same time, I feel like I can hopefully... The goal of the show is to try to get as much people known about video games as possible, right? Mm-hmm. Especially the niche ones, because I think those ones need the most love. We can talk about the most popular video games as much as we'd like, but like at the end of the day, it's the ones that only get like, what, 1,000 downloads that need it most. That's what my show's about. Tune in every Thursday at 10 p.m.
That's good. That's a nice description.
We yell, apparently.
You guys do yell a lot.
But it's fun, though.
It's funny.
It's very chaotic, and it is not headphone-friendly.
What soundboard do you have on right now?
I am not putting anything on the soundboard. Last time, we pressed the orange button, and it got stuck, and there was, like, clapping the whole show, so we had to turn it off.
That's not the soundboard we're talking about.
Like, these ones?
So, those are the bass sound effects that you get with that, but if you press the gearbox and you press the other button, you get our sounds that we put into it.
We're not doing sounds.
I don't see why not.
You can do that on Thursday. How's that?
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Great. I'm so happy for you. Anyways,
that was a good one. That was a fantastic one.
I have Dan and Dom here, and we are doing David Kushner today, who is a pretty small, not very, I wouldn't say he's very well known, like, yet, because he only has a few songs. The album we're focusing on today.
Strongly disagree with that, but.
Okay, go ahead.
I feel like once you hit TikTok stardom, you are known against this, like, gigantic, it's obviously a bubble, right? You're not going to be as pervasive as, like, Taylor Swift or something. But, like, it's still a very large bubble. If you want to know, like, niche, sound. I know niche. Like, I know things like, that have, like...
Thousands of TikToks have been able to sound players. Like...
Okay, so, I think his song Daylight obviously blew up, right? So, like, that's really popular across TikTok.
25 million listeners. I don't think he's niche.
I didn't say he's niche. I just said that he's not, like, quite as well known.
25 million listeners.
I mean, compared to, like, the big ones.
25 million listeners.
Footprints I Found. That's the name of the album. So he doesn't have a lot of music out. I think he only has, like, 10 to 12 songs. How many are on? Hold on, guys. I'll find it. 11. He has 11 songs. So he's not, like...
He's got his skin into the game so far. But he's not really
so
pervasive. Like, he hasn't pumped out like 25
million listeners.
That, I guarantee you, is from Daylight. Daylight went really popular on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
But I think him as a whole is not like completely well known. Like, a lot of people will know Daylight, but they won't know who sings Daylight, you know?
That makes sense.
I mean, you know that Golden Hour is sang by Jvuk?
No, I don't. Please enlighten me.
Jake. You know what? We're listening to Emo Jake right now.
Emo Jake?
No, because instead of Golden Hour, it's Daylight.
Yeah. I described it to Daniel before, but I think the best way to describe this this artist is a child's, like, youth pastor who just got depression.
Cool youth pastor with depression. Oh, Jesus hates me.
Yeah. That's pretty accurate.
That's really what he sings about, though.
The best, like, I think his music is perfect for, like, a rainy day, like, rainy day music, or if you're feeling really, really sad or depressed. I like that kind of music. We were going to do David Kushner last week, but my friend Ava doesn't like slow songs as much, so we did, like more upbeat. So I saved that for you guys, because I figured maybe if the music was slow, you guys would talk quieter, and then it would be more calm.
That's not how that works.
We operate. He's playing music metal in his head nonstop.
You're making broad strokes and generalizations, and I, quite frankly, am offended by that.
Listen, I think that the idea that anything would slow us down is
like
funny.
Like, am I easily influenced by music? Yes. To that degree, no.
No?
No, yeah.
All right. Well, it was worth a shot.
It was worth the shot to get them to shut up. But hey, maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
Anyways, so David's album Footprints I Found has 7 tracks, which I thought was a pretty like easy amount of songs to give them, because they don't usually listen to the music, and by usually I mean the one time that I asked them to. But, I mean, it's 2 for 2 right now.
Wait, me?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? Daniel didn't listen to the album.
Daniel did not listen to the album.
But I did.
I admit I am an awful human being.
I really appreciate that.
I am nothing but trash in the eyes of our Lord and Savior, David Kushner.
David Kushner.
I don't think that,
he rose on the third day.
Because I didn't listen to the album. I should repent.
You've listened to 3 songs now.
Oh, I love it, but I hate
heard,
it at the same time.
You heard Burn and Cigarettes and Mr. Forgettable. So we're going to kind of debrief the music.
Like Needle Talk.
Sorry?
Like the Needle Drop, Anthony Fantano.
What?
So I'm going to pretend you didn't say that, right?
Okay. Let's move on. So the first track on the album is actually my favorite, and it's called Cigarettes.
Sorry.
You so much. Okay, so for my notes, I took notes on all like 7 of the songs, so I could give you guys a little debrief about all of them. For this one, I have Soul Lifted From Your Body, kind of like the intro of Gold Rush by Taylor Swift. Have either of you heard that song before?
I just showed Dom a video of a Swiftie recreating a music video in the living room where she like dumped mud on the floor and we laughed about it.
It was funny. So we don't know much
That's your fan base.
You can't say, like, no. There's literally, like, frat houses that dump sand on their floor. Like,
that's frat houses, and those are, like, dumb, those are, like, dumb straight guys. who are, like, actively trying to, like...
cause chaos.
Yeah.
That was a good way to phrase that.
Yes, definitely. I was going to say something else. Like, something a lot worse.
Yeah.
What I'm laughing about is a woman who dressed up like Taylor Swift, drenched her, like... I think a sprint that she was indoors.
Was it for the Out of the Woods music video?
Beats Wrong me. Boy. I wasn't paying attention to the song. I was paying attention to the muddy woman on the floor. And all I could think is, and it said, my wife is a big Swiftie, and all I'm thinking is this poor man probably has to clean up after her.
Is that what you guys were talking about when you got here today? Oh.
While you were doing your homework.
I can pull it up. Like, it's scary.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Anyways, so the song Cigarettes, I think, like, the beginning, or just, like, David Kushner does this thing with the music where it's really, like, echoey. Did you see that?
Oh, he does it with all of them, yeah.
Like, all of the songs.
Every song I listen to, he uses the same gimmick where he does the octave, one high, one low. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was good for, like, a song, and then it's old.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah.
It is, like, I found, like, too, that it's really repetitive.
Very repetitive.
Like, he does, like, but then again, like, maybe that's his style, and that's, like...
Like, the style of, like, repetitiveness, you could attribute that to a lot of other artists. Like, you said, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is, is she a good songwriter? Yes, she has some hits.
Hold on. Songwriter? Daniel, I will hear no criticisms. I do not want to have this fight with you right now.
It's not a fight. I'm just making it valid.
No. Because if you keep going, I'll make it into a fight, and there's no winning for you. Like, it's just going to be embarrassing.
How about we cool
down? She gets a high note every time she sings the hook, every time she sings, like, the last chorus of the song.
So, what I mentioned the other day to Daniel when we talked about this was that, a bunch of artists have, like, a signature style in their music that they do a lot. So, like, Gracie Abrams, in her outros, she opens for Taylor Swift. She's, like, she's also kind of a new artist, but not really. She has an album and a couple EPs out. But she does this thing where she layers two parts of the song over top of each other in the outro. And Taylor Swift, a lot of the time at the end of her bridges, she'll do, like, a high note.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm highlighting here. And so she'll do the high note, and then she'll go back to low. And she does that in Don't Blame Me and some other songs, like Cruel Summer, things like that. And that's, like, her signature style. But she doesn't do that in every single one of her songs. Like, I would say that for David, like, almost every single one of his songs has that echoey feeling. So... If you want to go through all 10 albums and talk about Taylor Swift's different songwriting and styles and how her songs apparently sound alike, I would be happy to play you Champagne Problems and see if you dance to it, like it's Shake It Off. But I really just don't, like, have the time right now because we're talking about David Kushner today, so... Nothing? No response?
No, I'm just, like, baffled that you're defending it that hard.
It's like, yeah, I mean, at the one hand, I feel like there are a few songs that I can, like, pull out and say, yeah, those are good ones. But, like Daniel's been saying, I feel like most of them are, like, repetitive.
It's like,
they're, like, they use the same, like, structures, the same, like, ideas, melodies.
From what I understand out of this...
Oh, boy.
Is that, you know, when you're listening to an album and the artist will have five... songs they wrote that's the hit, that's like the standout, that's what people are going to stop and listen to.
The singles?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
But then there's other songs that are like deep cuts where they have it, and it's like you got to look for it to find it. Then there are other songs that are basically filler.
Sure.
In my opinion, I'm not going to talk about Taylor Swift. It feels like you just played me a bunch of fillers.
For who? For David?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those felt like the fillers.
Well, I guess you would think that since you didn't listen to the whole album.
But from what? No, okay, catch what I said again.
Shots fired.
The ones you showed me felt like the fillers.
All right, so you're not a fan.
No, that's the thing. I agree with him, but there are good ones in that you haven't played yet. I just didn't hear them yet.
Okay, yeah. We're going to listen to the other ones.
I'm very, like, the thing is, I'm very open to, like, new music.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like there's a preconception that has been said that I'm not.
You don't believe him.
No, I'm just as much of a snub as you that basically, like, every artist is flawed except for, like, one.
I'm sorry. Please, could you repeat that? Just really quick. I was reading.
No, basically I said, like, I'm a lot more receptive than you think I am. And I think it's funny that, like,
I'm not discrediting you at all. I was just responding to the argument in which you said that Taylor Swift was repetitive. Because which one of you just said that?
What? Who said it?
Was that you, Daniel?
Who said what? Sorry.
Said
she is.
She's.
Was that you or was that?
Who said that?
Okay, never mind.
Either way.
I was.
Okay, no. So, I feel like we could go through this, and I could show you.
We don't need to. How far
you are wrong right now. Because
Hey, wait. That's not how opinions work.
Yeah. So the opinion, like, you can. Let's take a little discussion about opinions and facts. So we had this, I think, in grade 9, and I think we also did it in a little bit of middle school. But facts can be proven, and opinions cannot. And if we really want to go through every single Taylor Swift song, I can show you all the ways in which they are different. Now, you can think that maybe some of them sound alike. Like, sure, like, sometimes you might get songs like I Think He Knows and Afterglow mixed up. But really, in the grand scheme of things, I'm not going to dance to Hoax and think that it's Blank Space. Like, Stood on This Cliffside screaming, Give Me a Reason, is not the same as Grab Your Passport in My Hand, I Can Make the Bad Guys Good for a Weekend.
I just want to put it out there that this is a Swiftie and a metalhead going at it right
Maybe
now.
Maybe that's not, like, the repetitiveness that I'm thinking of. I don't mean, like, the sound of it. I mean, like,
the lyrics?
I mean, not even lyrics, like, subject matter overall.
Subject matter, okay. Yeah. So, actually, fun fact, in grade 12, I did an assignment comparing Taylor Swift to King Lear by Shakespeare, and I did a seminar on it, and we talked about different Taylor Swift songs, and one of the things that I mentioned was how she is mostly known for, like, love songs and breakup songs, but she writes a lot more than just that. So, if we want to quickly just get into this, because, I mean, you opened the window.
You opened the gates of hell, and the words of the Doomslayer.
So, that assignment specifically was all about songs that are about anxiety, which she has tons of, like Right Where You Left Me or Out of the Woods. Fun fact, again, I have a tattoo for Out of the Woods by Taylor Swift. It's on my ankle. It's a little tree.
The tree meant Out of the Woods or the tree meant just the tree?
The tree was for Out of the Woods. It's for the line, the monsters turned out to be just trees, because it's kind of like a sense of...
They're ends from the Lord of the Rings. That's
when
crazy.
When you take a step back and look at things, like, all the problems are kind of small, and it's like inside your head, the monsters... Where, like, you're in the forest and the monsters are just the trees. That's not really a big deal. And then The Archer, This Is Me Trying, Nothing New. Songs like that. Nothing New is really about being overlooked as an artist as you grow in age, how everyone's kind of looking for the next, like, best thing. Taylor wrote that when she was in her 20s, and it's like they only want you when you're 17. Kind of like that vibe. And then, of course, you have your love songs, and then you have your going out with your friend songs. You have Welcome to New York, something like that. And then we can go into...
Are you talking about, like, one specific album where all the songs exist?
I'm going through a bunch of the albums. There are 10, so it really ranges over the course. She also has songs like The Outside, which are about bullying. She has songs like The Best Day, which is about family. 15... which is about friendships. Shall I continue? Maybe just a little bit
just
more.
Just a little more. Give us a few more topics.
I feel like,
Why not?
Folklore is a lot of storytelling, so she's made an entire realm and universe that is created around these three characters named Betty, Augustine, and James, so it's a huge story around there. She also has songs about her, like, grandparents in the war. There's Epiphany, which is about the military, and then there's Her grandmother Marjorie, who she wrote about in Evermore. Evermore is a sister album to Folklore, which also has a lot of storytelling. Like, Tolerate It was based on a book about these two people. It's about basically this girl who gives everything, and this guy just basically tolerates it, which is...
Thanks, it's like, those. I can't all right. deny that.
We're back.
Is the song called Uhu?
It's, yeah, ooh.
That's my one of my favorite songs.
Oh dear God.
It's a good one, actually.
But it's called Ooh.
Yeah, it's the sound he makes. He goes like, oh. There's a little bit of conflict behind the scenes in the radio here. But that's
what,
okay.
Wait, what conflict?
Just a little bit.
What conflict?
We're just
what
chatting.
Conflict, guys. Let's tune into some of what they were saying. Hold on. One of my friends has said that you have a great ASMR voice and that she's cool.
That is the biggest compliment in the world. Oh my God, I love ASMR. I used to like tap on the mics, but my mom told me that it didn't sound good on the other end.
They just didn't like ASMR. I think you do agree.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
And also, they asked Emo Jake if they like Pierce the Veil.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, Emo Jake?
I'm Emo Jake. I like Pierce the Veil.
Oh, yeah. That's a new nickname.
Oh, and also, if you went to the Pantera concert.
I wanted to go.
Yeah.
I really wanted to go.
I remember you talking about that. Yeah, you wanted to go.
I was so pissed I couldn't.
It was like...
Now, that's a band with variety. Five great albums. Not a single one sounds the same.
Hell yeah, dude.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Now that's the genre.
Alighieri. I'm going to say one more thing and then we're going to move on. Just for the audience listening, as in my friends Ava and Aislinn, I did play Shake It Off, Champagne Problems, and Picture to Burn behind the scenes and was told that they sounded the same.
There was a misunderstanding there. I meant not because the way it was written, but because of the vocal style. There's a variety in the way she's saying it, and the argument was Southern twang, but it doesn't really change the way she's singing it. That just changed the way she's saying it, and that doesn't really add any difference.
Anyways.
That's all I said.
So, when we were looking here at the tracks by David Kushner, one of the things I wanted to mention, which I'm going to say right now before we forget, is that one of the things I really like about this artist is that he is very, like, what are you doing?
Dancing, I'm grooving to the beat.
Okay. He's like a real person in a way. Like, I watched a video on TikTok today that came up, and you know when celebrities are like so celebrity that like you can, like they're like so stuck in that.
They're like a marionette tied by strings trying to give a message to the people.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
But yeah, like
he's like a real person?
Yeah. So I think it's because he's not so like mainstream yet as well that like basically the video that I saw so his girlfriend's friend, he basically surprised her little sister by like showing up to her prom like grade 12 photo shoot and like spent the day with this girl who was a fan as like a favor to his girlfriend's friend, which I thought was really sweet. And he seemed like such like a genuinely like nice guy in that video. So that was really nice to see because a lot of the times, like, you know, the celebrity will like they'll show up, they'll sign a picture, but like when they like actually like take time and spend time, like obviously where they can, like you can't expect like someone
like first 2 years, mm-hmm. right? So it could change. I believe that he's probably gonna keep a good heart about it.
I hope
for sure.
so. I hope
but
so.
But I think maybe in like 5 years he might slowly decay. We'll see though.
Yeah, you can't like obviously you can't expect someone like Taylor Swift or like the Kardashians to like show up and spend a day with you. But I think like because he's so small right now, he's able to do that, and I think it's really like wholesome that he is doing that. Anyways, Dominic, you had said that you liked the song, and this is, I'm not a fan of the title either, Daniel, so we have that in common, but it's called
Uwu.
I love this song.
It's called Uwu.
The moment I saw this track,
not
I
with
laughed.
UWU, it's not UWU, it's OOOWOOO.
I think I would hate it if it was UWU. I like the fact that it's OOOWOOO.
No, but he's a good Jesus boy. He would never name it that because it's...
Okay. Okay.
I don't know what that's supposed to represent, but you know what?
Dominic, what did you like about this one?
I feel like that this one just showcased like how good he is by keeping, like, a tone. Because I've been recording songs recently for composition for, like, one of my classes I have to do. And it's hard. It's really hard. And the fact that he's able to keep, like, one tone just, like, strained, like, through the entire part, it's actually pretty good. Look, his lyrical content might not be up to par. That one I agree with Daniel. But I feel like his voice itself...
Mm-hmm. I think his lyrics, his songs are really short, too. Like,
they're the pop format,
most
exactly.
of them are, like 3 minutes or under 3 minutes, so, like, there's not a lot of lyrical content there, and a lot of it isn't, like... It's not, like, poetry, you know? Like, it's, yeah. Well, I mean, it's poetry, but it's not, like, super, super deep.
It's... don't go nuclear here. let me, like, put up the blast shield real quick. It's kind of... It's kind of stale.
No, I see that, yeah.
Like, but, again, as much as I've mm-hmm. listened to, every song sounds like Daylight.
Yeah, no, I... Oh, okay, so...
Now, let me explain.
Wait, whoa.
I mean, hold Daylight
on. Is named armed on this episode.
Like, I'm gonna agree.
You've scarred me. So, the way I see it, the verse is, like, low and almost, like, droney.
Mm-hmm.
Chorus comes in, kicks in with, like, operatics, but yeah. it's not even, like, it's low, high, and then his voice, and then maybe a fourth one,
mm-hmm.
and it's almost redundant to the point that it makes your ears ring.
Okay.
That's just for me.
No, I get it.
I'm gonna go definite, but more on like a oh, you know, brown note, like brown noise.
Yeah, brown.
When you listen to it, it makes you shit.
I don't.
That's what it feels like.
Okay. I don't quite understand the last part of that, but I get what you're saying.
It's that frequency that just like.
What I was like gonna say there, like. I think that a lot of the songs on Footprints I sound exactly like sound the same like that. I think Daylight's a little bit different.
It is.
Like Daylight's, it's louder, like it's heavier, like there's more to it. There's like more layers as well.
Definitely.
Like I'll finish in the
video.
A lot of the tracks on this one specifically, they were like they had the same like guitar where it was like first the guitar and like a few notes there on the piano. Did you see that? It was, like, a lot of the same guitar track on the background? And then
the chords repeated, yeah.
Yeah, and then same with the, the lyrics did, like, a similar thing where they would, like, start off with, the slow and then it would go into, like, the echoey pattern. And then he did this thing at the end a lot, too, where he had, like, he kind of whispers at the end of the song, which if you're talking about, like, the Taylor Swift, like, rise up in the bridge or the Gracie Abrams, like, repeat in the outro, I think that's his thing. Like, his signature move, like, in that sense would be where he kind of, like, the end of the song, he's, like, saying the lyrics rather than singing them, and it's a lot quieter, kind of like a footnote.
I was gonna say yes. It's Daylight's a lot bigger, but that's what I mean. This feels like if you were to take Daylight, split it into seven.
Oh, that's such a cool analogy.
And it's all Daylight, but it's a bit worse
and
definitely repetitive.
Yeah, no, I see that. I think like it's repetitive song to song, but not within the song because
I don't think
there's enough time in the songs for it to even get like. Like, by the time you're, like, finally vibing with it, it's over. And then you're like, oh, mm-hmm. well, okay.
I will say, the way, like, what this is giving is, like, this is, he's definitely, like, the dress, but look, he made it. And now he's just, oh, I'm gonna do what worked. But he didn't add anything new.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at all.
Well, maybe he'll release some new music and we can get something
new. I will pay attention
I'm
to that. Just
praying
like,
for it.
I'm gonna check his Spotify every day and think, will he release Daylight 5 or 6?
I do surely hope that Dave Schaefer...
David Kushner released Daylight Part 2, where he talks about how awesome it was to shake hands with the guy that was on fire, and how he ruined his favorite blazer while being on fire.
Dude,
this is from
the
music
blazer.
Video, guys. This is from the music
it's
video.
It's symbolic, because he sinned while being in love with someone. Something like that.
Okay. I think
at the same time.
I was actually gonna suggest that we play Daylight since we've been talking about it so much.
Good song. The pre, like that's a good song. The premise of it is dumb, but it's a good song.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we can all agree on that.
Did you say that they like screamed that entire song in the studio?
You have half of that recording. I have it on recording. We need that.
I will send it to you. It's terrible. You guys should not be in music, or at least one of you should not be.
I don't have to sing. I don't have to sing. I play the drums. I don't have to sing.
Well,
You
need to work on tone a little bit.
I don't have to. Okay.
By the way, music's still playing.
Crap.
I don't have to sing.
That's okay. Anyways, so yeah, you clearly like that song because you know all the lyrics.
I was reading it off the thing, but okay.
Sure, yeah, and every other time you were singing it today in the studio,
it was just one line.
Yeah. Okay.
I know the whole lyrics now.
Me too. I was listening to your ear.
I love that song so much. So as much as you're gonna make fun of it, like
no, I like the song love too. It. I just think the premise is dumb.
Okay,
I like the song.
This song was my number one listened to song of 2023.
Audience, I like the song.
Don't hate on Daniel.
Bobet kurva.
It was an accident though. I was like falling asleep and I put it on repeat on Spotify and accidentally left it on.
Oh, you brainwashed yourself into
for
liking it.
4 hours. So it was my number one song last year. I wasn't like looking back, it's like, oh, it's fine. I wasn't happy about it though because it dethroned The Last Time by Taylor Swift, which was my number one song the year before.
How dare it?
I know. I wanted The Last Time to get like a 2-time streak of being first twice in a row, but it was second last year because of Daylight.
I did an oopsie.
You did an oopsie? Oh, no. Get that untangled.
I get fidgety.
Okay. We'll get you like a stress ball next time, okay?
Get those little pop sheets where you can pop out little
exactly. Yeah, the pop-its. Dude. Anyways, for my notes for this song, because I figured we'd play it anyways, I have Shower Song, because I always play this song when I'm in the shower. It's one of the best ones.
The song you play in the shower is called Shower Song.
No, this song is one of my shower songs.
Skin and Bones.
Oh, Daylight? You're like...
Daylight.
Because you're
daylight.
Cleansing yourself of your sins.
No.
Praise Jesus.
No, but when you're, like, showering in the dark, this one's a really good one.
In the dark? That's the best idea.
Okay, I always shower. That's not the best idea. I always shower in the dark.
Listen.
Every time without fail.
So if Carissa doesn't leave her room, you know why. You know why? She's going to slip on, like, a wet patch on her floor and just...
No. Oh, my God. Okay.
You know how, like, Spotify gives you, like, artists that sound like this? It doesn't give you any good ones for David Schaefer, but...
Whatever his name is.
You know what? You know what? I would say these songs sound like...
David, that guy.
Want to get even more niche? There's two artists that I know that sound exactly like this guy. And they do things like the completely different direction than him. There's one that's called Schaefer James, who does phenomenal piano. And also has the same like kind of like... baritone, like nice,
okay,
smooth voice like David. And then the other one I think is the Magnetic Field. Magnetic Fields, who make, like, they made, like, 69 love songs, and they all sound exactly the same, and it was kind of like the exact point, because it was, like, a parody of them, right?
Oh, it's like Blur and Song 2. See, Blur is a British pop
Brit pop band.
Yeah. And they made a song called Song 2, Mocking Nirvana. I know you might not know what that song is.
No.
You're being serious.
No, wait, what?
You don't know what Song 2 is?
No.
I also don't know what Song 2 is.
Dude, listen to Song 2.
Dominic, can you send me those two artists that you just named, actually? I will listen to them.
Battle Cry is really good. And then what else? The Weight of the World, also really good.
Okay.
Two fantastic songs. But, like, they also are pretty repetitive, but they, like, there's enough movement in the song to make it sound...
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, I can understand, like, why it'd feel, like, stale in this context. Because it's, like,
there's no variety.
Two notes... And in his voice. The voice is good.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, repetition can mean a lot of things, as we have learned.
Same thing.
Approaching my mouth to the mic does nothing. You've ruined my shtick.
You've ruined it. What do you mean? I can get real close to the mic like this.
But it's still. But it doesn't have the same effect.
How about now?
It's alright, guys. We could just talk
normally. This is so tragic.
I'm so tragic.
Sure.
My
okay.
day's ruined.
Yeah, exactly. No. So I also have that it is one of the ultimate sad songs, one of my favorite for daydreaming, which I do a lot. So
you leisurely, you just sit, like, you plan time for daydreaming?
My mind wanders a lot, so Like, there are certain songs that, like, specifically enhance that, and this is one of them. And then in the part where it goes, there's darkness in the distance, and it's like, ooh, and there's darkness in that one, okay. I have written down, soul leaving body and raising up, like the bridge of Can't Catch Me Now by Olivia Rodrigo.
What's Can't Catch Me Now?
Have you guys not heard that one?
Oh, from the... I'm in the trees, Games? I'm in yeah, the breeze, one. My footsteps on the ground.
I love that one. I don't.
You can't catch me now.
Yeah.
I'm so media literate. That's another one. I don't
Sorry,
even know that
the thing
song
is, I don't know. I know Olivia Rodrigo is the Paramore clone.
Really?
If it's just Paramore.
Huh.
Okay. Okay. We can get into that more.
She's
later.
She's been sued by Paramore.
She's been sued by almost everyone, if I'm being
honest. The first lawsuit was Paramore.
I feel really bad for her. I don't think she really deserves most of it, but...
She doesn't, but it's, like...
Yeah, all music sounds the same nowadays, anyways, where it's, like, it's really hard... Like, it's hard to make a song that somebody hasn't made, like, something similar, since there's so much music
out.
Anyways, I have the outro, when it, like, gets really loud, is, like, crazy. Sometimes it's one of those songs that makes your chest hurt because it's, like, it's too crazy. It's like, so awesome. You guys probably would not relate to that. In the sense where it's, like...
For different reasons. For different songs.
Oh, for different songs. I thought you meant, like, oh, in general, like, you are heartless.
No.
You'll never feel
anything
about music ever.
The dramatics are really awesome. And then when you're listening to the song in AirPods, in the right AirPod near the end of the song, you can like hear like echoes of him saying "From the Daylight" in it, and it sounded really cool. So I would really recommend listening to this
with any pair of AirPods.
Sometimes they don't. It depends on, I guess, the settings that you have going on. But specifically with mine, I don't think I've messed with the settings, and it worked. So there was that. Okay. Interesting. Do you want to do a draft? We can, like, try it really quickly.
Quick little draft.
There's only 8 songs, so we talked about this before because I wasn't going to do a draft of the music today because... Obviously, it's such a short album, but we're going to add Daylight to it, and then it's going to be me against Dominic and David, not David, sorry, his name's David, Dominic and Daniel on the same team.
You know
team.
What, the first D&D session, I did that to you too, I'm so sorry.
You called him David?
I called him David, like when he wasn't there, I was like, where's David? And I was like, oh,
oh, no.
No.
See, I did that because we're talking about a guy named David, not because I mistaked his name for
Daniel.
David.
His name is Daniel, and I'll never forget that
anyways.
As long as I live.
Dominic.
I am wounded.
Dominic and Daniel are going to be on the same team, and then I'm going to be on one team since, I've listened to the whole album more than once.
Daylight. We win.
We're going to do rock, paper, scissors to decide who gets to go first.
That's not fair. We chose Daylight. Which
two out, best out of two out.
No.
Okay, fine.
So, here. Which one of you wants to play?
He's the good one.
Okay, ready?
I'm the... Okay.
On shoot? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot?
Yeah, shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
You got this. Okay. Daniel won.
Daniel won the first one.
Daylight!
No, it's 2 out of 3.
No, 2 out of 3. Come on. Go again. Come on.
Okay.
Okay. Daylight!
All right,
fine,
we're picking Daylight. And good job, Daniel. We bested the Swifty.
I hate it at the same time.
The Swifty has
been... I bested the Swifty!
Swifty has been slain.
You guys don't even appreciate that song, too.
Daylight. I just said I like the song.
Okay.
The premise is silly, but I like the song.
I'm going to take Mr. Forgettable.
The one... Does that say bum? Burn.
Don't you dare take Burn.
Burn.
We're not picking. You guys have to collectively
appreciate.
It's the same. It's the most Imagine Dragons esque song I've ever heard, and I dislike it.
Out of spite, I want to take it.
I don't want to take it though, because that's something we have to own.
No, I want to take Uwu.
Let's go Uwu.
Uwu.
We're going to Uwu.
Okay. I'm gonna take Burn.
Nah, from here looks like bum. We're gonna take bum.
All right.
Take bum.
I'm taking Burn.
Okay, fantastic. I think we should take...
Miserable Man.
Miserable Man is good, yes.
You'll take, okay.
Easy. Cigarettes.
I'm taking Cigarettes.
Daydream.
Yeah.
You are on the
Cigarettes. Cigarettes
so
is good.
So, the last
Cancun
two songs...
Beach.
Hold on. The last two songs are Cannon Beach and Look Back and Laugh. It's your call.
It is your call. Because I don't know anybody.
Okay.
Did you take notes?
I wrote one sentence for each of the songs.
Oh my god, I appreciate you so much.
Can we take daylight twice?
No.
Damn.
This is crazy.
I didn't roast two of the songs though, so I don't think
you're... No, it's fair. I like that you took notes. I think that's awesome.
If you have a song again, I'll actually listen to the album, because again, I was busy.
Look Back and Laugh and Cannon Beach are my number 5 and 6 pick. So
we're gonna take 5.
I'm not telling you guys which ones.
Wait. Hold on. What are left? Which ones are left?
Cannon Beach and Look Back and Laugh.
I went to Cancun Beach.
Cancun Beach. Yeah, it is. I in my head canon, it is the part 2 of Miserable
Man. Beach, yeah.
So, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. That was my number 6, so.
Okay.
I'll take Look Back and Laugh. All right. So, Dan and Dom have Daylight, Ooh Ooh, Miserable Man, and Cannon Beach. And then I have Mr. Forgettable, Burn, Cigarettes, and Look Back and Laugh. You guys having Daylight is such a huge win. Like,
that's because you're like...
Yeah, we won. Six,
I love that song so much. I wish
I love it more.
Wish I got
I love it more.
You do not
we
love
it.
More.
It so we love it so much. Carissa.
It is my favorite song
we
ever.
Love it more than you
by my favorite pop star ever, David Chrysler.
Yeah.
And his Jesus sin handshake.
And his Jesus posse.
I'll have my friends listen to the music at some point, and we can get back on who won.
Wait, how do we know who wins?
Well, they'll tell us. I'll text you guys. I'll let you know if it was me or not.
Nice.
Also, by the way, if you do have us on again, I will listen to the album, because in all honesty, I was very busy.
Okay. I did send you the album, so you just click on the link.
Oh, I mean, like, no, like, if you ever decide to have me
on the show.
Whatever you give me, I will listen to it, because, again, I was busy.
You know what I did today? I made a Taylor Swift playlist called Override. And it's on my Spotify, and it's all songs that, like, when you listen to them, you get completely lost in them. I have over 36 Taylor Swift playlists.
36?
I have over 36. I think there should be 2 pins.
Do you need to go?
Yes.
I have
38. Anyways, this song is called Override, and it's songs that have the ability to reset my thinking for approximately 3.5 minutes, and I put them in a specific order in the playlist, so when you listen to it, you're on an emotional roller coaster, and it's all the different feelings, so you start with, like, anxiety, and then it goes into, like, enchantment, and, like, the first stages of love, and then it goes into, like, true love, and then friendship love, and then it goes into, like, acceptance, in the sense where it's basically sweet nothing is the breaking point, and then it goes into tolerate it, and when you're breaking up, and then it's denial, and then it's over, and then it is like sick.
Is this like the 5 stages of grief?
Like six, sick joke vibes.
It's the trilogy. It's the Iliad.
By the way, just one thing I want to mention. Since I'm not like completely
on my own show,
I know I just want to mention something. I forgot to mention, I actually enjoy Delicate.
Delicate is a good one.
So
on Reputation?
So, and I like it because it's the only song that doesn't sound like anything else.
Oh, that's a fun take. Okay.
That's my opinion.
No, I know. I didn't say anything. Anyways, so then you have, like, genuine, like, hurt, and then there's, like, longing, and then you have despair, and then you have acceptance of, like, Dear Reader.
This is the 5 stages of grief.
Yeah. It's, well, there's definitely more than 5 in this playlist, because it's kind of telling a story, because you start...
The 42 stages of grief.
Yeah, and then it goes into forgiveness and being, like, clean. Anyways,
yeah.
I think it's
Excuse
a really
me.
Good playlist, Ooh. Which I made today about Taylor Swift. So
are you going to make me listen to this now?
I think
give
I'm
me,
going
like,
to.
Like, between, like, give me 10 songs. If you can,
I'm going to give you 42 songs, which is about... 3 hours.
I'm not listening to 3 hours.
And I'm going
to
give you...
I am not listening to...
You don't want the Odyssey of Taylor Swift. Condense it.
Hold on. I'm going to give you 2 weeks to listen to it.
Nah, condense it. I'm not listening to 2 hours of Taylor Swift.
It's 3 hours and you have 2 weeks. Anyways.
I don't listen to my own plays that are 3 hours. If you think I don't have time for that.
Sucks to suck. Anyways, so Cannon Beach by David Kushner. The notes that I have for that one is that it like, it feels very nostalgic, and it had, like, another quiet ending. Like, the other ones, did you have any notes?
About which one?
Cannon Beach.
Cannon Beach, I feel like, was, yeah, like I said, it was, like, a part two of Miserable Man. I feel like he was just kind of, like, you can hear the same, like, water rushing sound in the background as Miserable Man.
Would Miserable Man technically be a part two of Cannon Beach, since Cannon Beach was first?
I guess maybe. I mean, it could be non-linear. You could have things shuffled around.
I see that. Okay. Yeah. I think of, like, Miserable Man and Mr. Forgettable, like, together. And then I think of Cannon Beach and Look Back and Laugh together. I don't know why. Like, I just kind of associate them with one another.
They're just both in one song in your head.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, songs that are, like, sister songs? Where they where they kind of, like, and, those, like, they're different, but, like, they, like, have, like, they remind you of each other for some reason.
Psychedelic artists have, like, the entire, like, one album is basically one song. That's, like, their entire concept.
What is,
like,
this?
It's like your King Gizzard, Moses collective group.
Oh, like
those ones, like the psychedelic ones. They just have like an entire like album that's just like one
track. Yeah, like Dark Side.
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of like they're all related. That's Pink Floyd, by the way. They blend into each other.
You know, Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd is good.
Sorry. I'm just gonna, like, this is the only comment that I'm gonna bring up, but
all of them. Hey, yo, turn on your phone. I want to hear all of them.
There was over 50, but my friend Aizen just said this one thing, and she said, "What is it with Dominic and water sounds?"
Water sounds.
That's really funny.
What are the water sounds?
Last episode, I ran out of this, and I did exactly that. I had my water ball in my hand. I just started shaking.
It was really funny.
But I took a big sip out of it and everyone laughed.
Wait, yeah, I texted you and I was like, no, not the fun.
We have 2 minutes. Read everything. We have 2 minutes. Read everything.
Everything I have?
No, everything in, like, all the...
I'm not reading all these comments right now.
Live.
No. Anyways.
May I see them?
For afterwards? Look Back and Laugh. If I get their permission, then you can read them, yes. Anyways, okay. We have... Look Back and Laugh was the only one that had a happy melody, but it was so trippy because it had, like, happy music with, like, heartbreaking lyrics. Like, it was a sad song with, like... from his album, yeah.
No, okay.
It was, like... It's kind of like As It Was by Harry Styles when the lyrics are, like, really depressing, but the melody is happy. So it's kind of confusing. Okay.
Those songs are a bit, like...
There were, like...
I appreciate those ones. I'm wondering if that's gonna, like...
It had birds chirping in it. Like...
Okay, that's a bit, like, on
like
the nose,
in the
though.
Background.
That's, like, on the nose, though.
It's on the mo. I mean... If it works, if it supports the concept, I'm fine with it. But if you make it, like, the main central theme, then I don't...
Like, when I think about sad lyrics with happy songs, I think about, like, Scaled and Icy. This is from 21 Pilots. I don't expect you to have listened to any of those.
Will you send me that one, like, that album, too?
Scaled and
Icy. Because you told me about that a couple weeks ago, and I meant to ask you for it, and then I forgot.
Scaled and Icy?
I don't know. You talked about 21 Pilots, and I was like, they
just released a song. That's different. But, like, they released an album where it's, like, it sounds happy, but according to their own lore, it's, like, it's meant to just feel wrong. And it isn't their best album, but it's good.
Well, okay, can you send me that one, too?
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyways, we're kind of at the end of the show here. It is 11. Thank you guys for coming on today. I think that's great. Specific thank you to Dominic for doing research and typing notes.
I was busy.
No, we're not good.
I'm not just saying.
I'm surprised I did it myself.
Like, I promise you, I'm not just saying that. I actually was busy.
No, I believe you.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Exactly.
I believe that you're busy, but I also believe, like, there's always time for music. So,
but the thing is, I'd have to go out of my way to, like,
but
do
then
that.
Again, like, I have my AirPods in, like, probably 90% of the time when I'm awake, so it's a little different.
Okay, if there's a next time, I'll listen to whatever you give me. And
yeah, of course. Do you know how many shows we have left?
Well, they cut it off, I think, before exams, so I think 4 more shows, I think.
Would this go
on next year?
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
It will, but, like, we...
Without you guys.
Don't say that.
We can jump back on, probably, yeah.
Oh, you can?
I'm probably going to try to get my own show. I'm probably not going to have, like, the actual...
Dude, you got to get me on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to find a good name for it, though.
Dude, After Dark with Dom.
That is good, but also Rain rolls off the tongue, in my opinion.
After Dark is such a good song. Have you guys heard it before?
Is it by Taylor Swift?
No.
Really?
Who is it? Whoa, who's it by?
I don't actually know who it's by. Let me Google it. It's by Mr. Kitty.
Wow.
Anyways,
wait.
Probably just one hit.
How about you play the new song that I told you about, like, as like a send off?
No. Usually the send off is a song by the artist.
Oh, daylight, come on.
We
daylight.
Already
no,
played
please,
daylight.
No, please, daylight.
No.
I beg.
We're gonna do.
No, we gotta
Mr.
have a sing along.
Mr. Forgettable.
We gotta have a sing along.
We'll do
ooh,
woo
yeah,
because
ooh.
Dominic really likes
lyrics,
that
put
one.
Put the lyrics, please.
I will put the lyrics. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. Go listen to Dominic's show on Thursday at 10. And thank you for listening to mine. As always, I love you. Drive safe. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I hope you guys have a great night.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
Bye.